Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
You know the signs indicating a stroke or heart attack, but do you know the signs of hearing loss? They may include trouble distinguishing between words that sound alike, offering responses to questions that do not make sense, responding with a smile and nod but no further comment, or turning the head to one side and cupping an ear to hear better. If you notice these symptoms with yourself or a loved one, call Taylor Hearing Centers without delay at 424-4600 for a free hearing screening and hear life to its fullest.
Back at Pitts Field at McLean Park as we move to the top of the second inning. Mountain Home with a 3-0 lead over Bismarck. Jackson Jones leads things off for Mountain Home. He's the 8-hole hitter. July Stone, Ripken Finley will follow here in the second for Mountain Home. Blue Storm put three on the board in the first. Pitch is taken for a strike. 1-1 now to Jones. Stockton and Mains both drove in runs in the first inning for the Blue Storm. This pitch is fouled right side, out of play. 1-2 to Jones. This Bismarck team 35-5 on the season. They played a lot of games. Here's the 1-2. Hit into center field. The center fielder, Jackson Klipfel, pretty much in his tracks. He came in a couple of steps, went back a couple of steps, and makes the catch. So that's the first out, and it brings July Stone, the third baseman, to the plate. Had a nice chance to show off his arm in the bottom half of the first inning. And the ball hit to him, knocked it down, bobbled it a bit, came up, and fired it across the diamond to get the out. He'll bat with the bases empty. One down here in the top of the second. Big swing and a miss for strike one. Ripken Finley waiting to bat next here for Mountain Home. Here comes the pitch to Stones. Low and outside, bounces up there, 1-1 the count. We're on KTLO AM right now. Cardinals and Royals knotted up at 3. St. Louis looking to complete that 4-game sweep. Stone fouls this one out of play, 1-2. Devine ready. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Stone swing and a miss. Ball dropped by the catcher. He ought to make the throw to first, and he does. So Stone set down the second strikeout of the game for Devine. And it brings the 10-hole hitter, Ripken Finley, to the plate now for Mountain Home. Mounted on with a 12-player roster. They got three on the, a 13-player roster. They had three on the bench. Bismarck brought 15 with them. First pitch to Finley on the outside corner for strike one. Devine ready with the next delivery. It's swing and a miss. Strike two, Devine. We talked earlier, pitched a two-hit shutout, complete game shutout in the regional championship game, and Mountain Home rusts him up for three runs in the first inning here tonight. The 0-2 bounces up there. Good job by Stiefel behind the plate. Knocks it down. And it's now a 1-2 count on Finley. Here's that 1-2 pitch. Foul back to the screen. Back to the top of the order with Beckham in the on-deck circle here for Mountain Home. A lot of Blue Storm shirts here in the stands tonight. Boy, great crowd. The 1-2. Ground ball left side. The shortstop Fisher has it. Throw to first is in time. So Mountain Home goes in order here in the second inning. We'll head to the bottom of the second. It's Mountain Home 3, Bismarck 0. You're listening to Mountain Home Babe Ruth Baseball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Allison here from KT's Smokehouse. We want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series. In between games, come see us at KT's for the best barbecue around. We've got daily specials, family packs to feed everyone. You can dine in or carry out. If you've been craving world-class barbecue, take a break and head to KT's. We're located just west of Mountain Home on Highway 62 in Gasville. KT's wishes good luck to all the teams. KT's Barbecue and Catering, we're smoking.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7373 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7373.
Back in McLean Park, the 2017 Babe Ruth Baseball 13-year-old World Series. Mountain Home with a 3-0 lead over Bismarck, North Dakota. Bismarck at the plate. 4, 5, and 6 hitters up after Trent Jordan set down Bismarck in order in the top half of the first. First pitch to... Stiefel is low for ball one. Stiefel, Shell, and Pigors this inning here for Bismarck. Breaking ball just misses outside. Ball two now from Jordan to Stiefel. Two oh pitch. Grounded right side. It's foul. Alex Horner, the first base coach for Bismarck, making the play down there. 2-1 now to Stiefel. I'll tell you, while talking to the Bismarck coaches and some of the other folks today, earlier when I was here, folks just raving about the facilities here in Mountain Home. They are loving this field. Of course, the softball field, as a lot of you know, is completely turf. The baseball field has a turf infield. The outfield is natural grass. Players saying they like that. They played on fields that were all turf and get some weird bounces in the outfield and some high fly balls. Here's another one fouled back to the screen. 2-2 to Stiefel. Three-two. Count to Stiefel. My bad. I missed the pitch. I was too busy yapping. The 3-2. This is hit in the air to shallow left field. Finley will come in and make the catch. First out of the second inning. It brings the first baseman, Lucas Shell, to the plate for Bismarck. The five-hole hitter. First pitch he sees, another big curveball that misses from Jordan. 1-0 now to Shell. Pigors waiting to bat next here for Bismarck. Umpire making Shell tuck that shirt in, so he's walking away from the plate a little bit, getting that tucked in. You think by the time you get to the World Series, you don't have your shirt tucked in. Starts a league, goes through state, regionals. It's all the same. Fouls this one back to the screen. It's 1-1. One-on-one, the count to Shell. He is in there from the right side. Jordan ready. Here's the 1-1. This is outside. He gets past Rickman all the way to the backstop. 2-1. Jordan set, ready again. The 2-1 is hit high in the air, center field. Coming in is Stockton, and he will make the one-handed grab. Second out of the inning. Shell went up and went after that pitch that was up in the air and skies into center field. So two up, two down here in the second, and Isaac Pigors, the third baseman, steps in here for Bismarck. First pitch he sees from Jordan, misses outside. One and oh to Pigors. Machenbacher waits to bat next here for Bismarck in the second inning. Jordan would rather face him to lead off the third. Next pitch, a fastball, misses inside. 2-1 to Pigors. Talked about it earlier. Boy, great crowd has turned out here for this opening night of baseball. There's a pitch low and inside. Ball three. Jordan comes set. 3-0 pitch. Fastball that misses low and a free pass. First base runner of the night for Bismarck. Carson Machenbacher. So Pigors runs at first, and Machenbacher will come to the plate, the right fielder for Bismarck. First pitch he sees stays high for ball one. Jordan will check the runner at first. Throws over. Pigors only about two steps off the bag. He's taking a very short lead. Trent Jordan ready again. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. One to Machenbacher. Two outs here in the second. Next pitch is high. 2-1. Jordan missing high. His dad steps out of the dugout. Tom Jordan, the manager of this Mountain Home team, yells some instructions to him. Next pitch is low and outside. 3-1 now to Machenbacher. Jordan set down the first five he faced. Walked Pigors. Now 3-1 on Machenbacher. 3-1 pitch is in for a called strike. It's 3-2. Full count, two outs will enable Pigors be running on the pitch. That's a very conservative lead at first. He's off with the pitch. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Jordan's third strikeout of the evening. Works around that two-out walk. Good job. So we've got two innings in the books. It's Mountain Home 3, Bismarck 0. You're listening to Mountain Home Babe Ruth Baseball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Folks around here already know you can get the best farm-raised American catfish at Skipper's Restaurant, along with tasty salads, burgers, daily specials, and yummy appetizers. Everyone at Skipper's welcome all the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series teams and invite them to stop by Skipper's for friendly service, down-home deliciousness, and a great breakfast anytime, in between games, before or after. The staff at Skipper's wish the players good luck, good food, great people, and a fun atmosphere. Skipper's Restaurant, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.